Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Ches Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are beginning a brand new siman, which will, Amir Hashem, conclude. It's a very short siman, and as well, we'll start the next one. So we begin Tov Kuf Tzadi Vav, which doesn't even have a title to it. It's just Sif Echad, and it deals with Tekiya Gedola. So the Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, La'achar HaTfila, after you've concluded the davening, there is a custom, he says, Miriam Trua Gedola, that they blow a Trua Gedola. Below tekiah, without a tekiah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Aleph, Kidei la'arbev ha-satan. This is to mix up the satan. What's going on over here? Dear Shu, footnote number one tells us that another reason brought down by the Elif HaMagi for this is la'orer halavavos achar shiyotzim beis haknesses, to inspire the people after they leave the shul. They shouldn't forget about the shofar, and they should have it on their mind. This is still a tremendously important day of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Shalo yekatreg alem, we're trying to confuse the Satan that he shouldn't go and prosecute against us after the Tvila, Achar Tvila, because, hey, he's going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, these people have been talking to you about doing tshuva, etc. Now they're going home and eating and drinking. They're going home real happy. They don't really mean it. They're not afraid of the Emes Hadin. So therefore, we blow the shofar again to, so to say, bamboozle the Satan that he shouldn't go and prosecute against us. However, he says, Avol ein onu noagim kein. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that we don't follow this psak of the Mechaber to blow this Teruah Gedola. He says, Rak Besim Tekiah Achrona Shalashlamas Mea Kolos, at the conclusion of the 100 Kolos, the last Tekiah, we blow a Tekiah Gedola. Commotion of our Lakamis will explain in a moment. And he says, Hamakri Omer Tekiah Gedola. Person calling out the sounds says for the last sound, Tekiah Gedola, Vatokea, Marich Ba Yosef Mishar Tekiah. So he brings out from the Mati Ephraim that the Baal Tokea blows a little bit longer, and this symbolizes or concludes the blowing of the shofar. Again, we pointed out previously, if he blows too long, it's actually potentially problematic that he could change the sound into two sounds, and then you're not Yosef with either the beginning or the end sound. So again, this Tekiah Gedola is more of an idea, and it's something that if you can't do it perfectly, it's much better not to make it a very long sound. Now, the Dear Shu foot number two brings down the way the Sidurim, the Machzorim printed in the Minagolim is that the last one of the Tekios Miyushev is also called the Tekiah Gedola, and he brings down from the Minchas Luzer, Zatzal, the great Munkacher Rebbe, that he says, Shav Shalom Motzah Shum Remez L'Minakzeh. There is no source for doing this. Nevertheless, he brings down, even though you don't find this in the Arizal or the other Mekubalim, he says the Maril brings this down, and the Maril is the source of most Ashkenazic communities' customs, and he says we should certainly do this, and Al Titosh Toras Imecha, we shouldn't change around, even though there's no real source for this other than the Maril, that is more than enough, and therefore the Minna gets to say Tekiah Gedola at the end of the Kios Miyushav, the first 30 Kolos as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, Yesh Mekobus Nogim Lachzov Litzkoah Shloshim Kolos. He brings this down from Minhagim Yishonim, that there was a custom to blow 30 kolos at the end of the davening, and as we've already pointed out, you then need an extra 10 kolos as well. And after you did these extra minuk 30 kolos, again, we have to understand the whole flow of the davening. The first 30 kolos that we do is to be yotzei the mitzvah on a deraisa level. The next 30 kolos is a mitzvah derabbanan to blow during al haseidah, during the Shemon Esrei. Then there's this minuk to blow an additional 30/40 kolos at the end. And that is the way that we do it. And after you finished all this, then you just don't blow stam. Of course, if you're blowing to be motzi, somebody else, you can blow as many times as is needed. But to just blow stam after that, the minhag is not to do that for an adult. However, the Ramah says, a young child, even if he's reached afilu yil chinuch, he's reached the older age of a young child, a 10-year-old kid. So then, mutu loma lo shiitka, you're even allowed to tell him, brings up the Magid Mishnah, on the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, that you're allowed to even tell him, go blow to your heart's content, umutalo l'koa kol yom, and he can blow all day long. He brings down from the Or Zeruah. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis tells us the Shloshim Kolos, he brings down from the Shalah, because of l'koa mea kolos, we want to add up to 100. The Hainu Shloshim, the Yeshiva, we have the first 30, as I mentioned, but Kiyo Shal Starm, usually most places it's the next 30 or in the Chazaras Hashatz. Some have the custom that they actually do 60 during the Chazaras Hashatz, and then they're only left with 10 at the end. But if you follow the custom, as many shuls do, of 30 before the Shemoneh Esrei, 30 during the Chazaras Hashatz of the Shemoneh Esrei, u'shloshim achar tefillah, then you have 30 after the tefillah, that's 90, and then u'lohosif od, they add on another 10, shebesach hakol yu, mea kolos, to have 100 in all together. Sivkot and Gimel, then we tell them, don't blow any further ones if you're an adult. The Kivin Shein Tzvichim, since there's no need for this. Again, if there's a need, you're allowed to. But if there's no need for it, we don't blow any more. Heavy Kikol Shar Yontif, Sha'osulit Ka Mishum Shwas. Because on any Yontif, you're not supposed to blow shofar. It's like playing a musical instrument. And it's a Din D'Rabbanan that we don't go and do this. It's really a Chochmah. It's not an actual D'Rabbanan But we don't do it. And then he brings down for the Taz, Shaddai to the Yomtiv Shah Rosh Hashanah, ain't a dom l'shah Yomtiv is there. The Taz disagrees and says if you wanted to, you could blow on Yomtiv for Rosh Hashanah versus the other Yomim Tovim. Nevertheless, Avarov Achronim, Hiskimu, Lesser Kid Ramah. Most don't pass like this Taz, most of the Achronim say like the Ramah, don't blow shofar l'chinam after that. What about moving the shofar linyan tiltil? There it's different. The kuli yamashari kol yom. There you can move the shofar all day long. The haroy lit kol bo lotzi achem, because technically you could move this to go be motzi somebody else. Shelo yotzu adayin, that hasn't yet been yotze. The issue footnote number 4 brings down this is different than the sakin shalmila. Sakin shalmila, after you do the bris mila, you can't move it because it's very unlikely that you're going to need it for another mila that day. As opposed to Rishon Zalman Zatzal brings down that the shofar, it's certainly likely that you may need to suddenly blow it for somebody else because even though you don't know anybody else right now, that could certainly come up. As opposed to a bris mila suddenly coming up that you didn't know about, that's very, very unlikely. Simkon Dala, the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to blow stam b'chinam. He says, v'gam also lohotzi ha-shofar, k'shin tzorach l'tkoa. You can't go bring the shofar outside and carry it, even though you're allowed to carry on Rosh Hashanah, you're only allowed to carry l'tzorach for a purpose. Davi yotzorach shalot l'tzorach. And here, if there's no purpose, you can't go and carry it. So, for example, just to stam bring it home, you wouldn't be allowed to do that if there's no potential need that you might use it later in the day. Of course, if you're going to blow it for somebody else later in the day, or you want to have it in your house in case somebody comes and you may have to blow it later in the day, then it's not a problem. And he says, these dinim would discuss Ayin and Simon Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph in the Hagon, the Ramah over there. Then he tells us, Vafilu, Mishi Yit Kab Yom Sheni, even if somebody's going to blow on the second day, also it's called Barishon Islamid. You're not allowed to go and blow on the first day to practice for the second day because the first day of Yontif can't be Mechin for the second day, even of Rosh Hashanah, where he says it's one Kedusha Richta. So, the issue foot number 5, he brings down that's really only Lechumra that we say it's one Kedusha Achas, but not Lekula. He also brings down from Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita. He says, Ach Shema Halaylo She'enos Mantkia Nechshav Kishar Yomtiv She'osu L'Kobo. He says, at nighttime, since that's not this Mantkia, you shouldn't even practice at nighttime for the first night of Rosh Hashanah to blow on the next day. However, others disagree, and he brings down from Rabbi Avigdor Nevinsal Shlita, one of the Gedolim from Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, by Yeshiva Takotel. So he paskins, he says, no, since you're not supposed to blow in the morning, because that could be mistakenly thought that you're being Yotze, and then you're going to have a problem making the brachos, so he says, Yeshiva Bedavka, if you need to practice, practice at night. And he also brings down from the Lekan Ayosher, and if somebody doesn't really know how to blow shofar well and he really needs to practice in the morning, let's say the regular Batokeya suddenly was exposed to COVID and he can't come to shul, so you're stuck. So then somebody who needs to practice is allowed to even practice in the morning, and we don't concern ourselves that maybe he'll be motzi himself without realizing it and then he can't make a bracha. Go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey. He says that for a child, you can tell him to go blow. Hainu, af lishtadu lelamdo ofen atkios. You can even tell him to go to practice and teach him how to do the tkios. Vafilu acher, sheinu aviv. Even if somebody's not his father, is allowed to tell him this. Mashma demote bezeh, demechanik lekotim. Because this is considered teaching a katan, and that's allowed. Finally, Sivkot and Vav. The cotton can do it all day long. This is a cotton coin. It's only talking about the cotton because we said a gadol, the gadol, hakvar kasa, they lose kol oduchim. It's not allowed to blow for no purpose whatsoever. This concludes this little short, beautiful simon tof kuf tzadi vav, and now we start tof kuf tzadi zayin, which deals with are you allowed to go and fast on Rosh Hashanah. So Sif Aleph, the Mechaber tells us, Ochlim v'shosim v'smechem. After we leave shul, we're supposed to be very happy. We eat and drink and v'smechem. That's why we said in the previous simon that they had a custom to blow shofar afterwards to be ma'arvi of the sultan. So you shouldn't be makatrig against us. Hey, they don't really believe this Yira stuff because they're going to eating and drinking and being very happy. But nevertheless, there's a din that you're supposed to go, and this is brought down by the Torah in the name of Rav Haigon and the Marit Skios, and it's also by the Rush and the Mardechai. So this is a very, very important din. Also, Agos Maimonios. So this is a very important din that you're supposed to be tremendously happy when you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Nala, after Yom HaDin, even though it's still Yom HaDin, Nikomokom Mitzvah Shavasamachte B'chagecha applies the mitzvah to be happy on your holidays, Shaykh Gam Bo, even on Rosh Hashanah. Shigam hu b'chol chag, because Rosh Hashanah is also called a chag, k'dersiv tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. So this refers to Rosh Hashanah, and that's called a chag. And it says in Nehemiah as well, in Perek Ches, ichlu mashmanim u'shesumam takim, go and eat good, delicious foods and all sorts of dainty delicacies, because a holy day, and don't be sad. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to enjoy this day, and He will be kind to us. Now, the issue footnote number 1 brings down, what about mentioning this simcha idea in the davening? There we don't do this. It said Rosh Hashanah Ein Omer Moadim L'Simcha Kavuzman L'Sasson. And he says likewise in the benching, if a person forgets to say Yalla V'Yavo, there normally is a paragraph or a short little bracha that you say. If you remember, before you start the fourth bracha, you say Bracha Toshem Akeinu Machalam Shenosan Yom Tov L'Yisrael L'Sasson L'Simcha. He says you don't say that L'Sasson L'Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And likewise, for those that have the custom to say L'Chadodi, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Ashkenazim don't, but Sfaradim do. Some of them say just the first and last capital of L'Chadodi, the different customs, but those that have the custom to say it, so the Mati Ephraim brings down that you are allowed to say Gam B'Simcha Uvitzola, as the Nusach is, even if it's Rosh Hashanah. And then he says that this mitzvah of V'Samachta B'Chagecha is a mitzvah D'Araisa, and he brings down as well from the Mati Ephraim, Shekol Mi Shemekilim B'Shai Yom Tov Mishum Simchas Yontiv Yesh L'Hakel Gam Rosh Hashanah. All the heterim that you have in regards to Simchas Yontiv, the rest of the Yom Tovim apply to Rosh Hashanah as well. Back to the Mechaber, therefore, since you're mitzvah to eat and drink and to be happy, therefore, the ain misadim Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to go fast on Rosh Hashanah, and not even Lobi Shabbos Shuvah, and not on the Shabbos that's in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, known as Shabbos Shuvah, because of the Haftorah Shuvah, or because of the concept of Teshuvah, that you should do Shuvah. However, lo yuchlu kol sovim, even though you're a mechuyev to eat and drink, don't eat to satiety. L'man yolo kelu roshem, that you shouldn't get lightheaded, v'siyah yiras Hashem al pneim. And this way, you'll lose that yiras Hashem. So therefore, you should constantly keep in mind this day, this ayom v'norah, this holy, very important day, and therefore, you should have yiras Shemayim the entire day, so don't eat to satiety, that may make you lose this concept. Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Beis tells us, the one exception is a Tanis Chalom. Shagam B'Shari Yontif, on any day of Yontif, if you have a bad dream and you're worried about it and you want to fast the next day because you're supposed to fast right away after the bad dream, Misan and Alzeh, you can fast for that on a Yontif, so too on Rosh Hashanah. Then he brings down cause of a Teres Zekanim. That Teres Zekanim writes, the Lekule Amma Mutu L'Sanis Rosh Hashanah. In fact, L'Chatchila, you could even fast on Rosh Hashanah if you want to. Ul Espalal Ad Chatzos, and to not eat anything until Chatzos. Here, even though on a regular Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to fast till Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah, you can. We'll explain in a moment why. We already learned this previously in Sif Aleph over there in the Ramah. Now, there are a number of very important Dirshu footnotes over here. Let's look at Dirshu footnote number 2, where he brings down that Tiknu Chacham Laharbus Vesud of Rosh Hashanah, Shaos came with Simon Tov. We should eat a nice, beautiful meal on Rosh Hashanah as a Simon Tov. You're starting off the new year. The Chayyadim says it should be a Simon Tov. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down, what about crying? You're not supposed to cry. You're supposed to be very happy. Are you allowed to cry? So he brings down from the Arizal, the Bedavka, he had the custom to cry in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he says somebody that doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, something wrong with his neshama. Something wrong with such a person. The Mati Ephraim brings down that this is true even when it's on Shabbos. You're allowed to go and cry. And he brings down the name of the Shalot. The Elephant Mahogin brings down the name of the Shalot. If you can't cry on your own, so then have a mournful, tearful, crying type of davening, and this way it will lead you, Rachmono Liba Boy Lev Nishma, because the Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to have a broken heart, and therefore one should be subdued and humbled, and if you need an outside way to do this by crying, forced crying in the davening, that's allowed. On the other hand, the Vilna Gaon, the Maisa Rav, brings down Ein Lev Kosa Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to cry because the pasuk in Nechemi that we just brought down, Al Tisavlu V'Al Tivchu, it says, "Do not be in avelus and do not be sad," and therefore he says you shouldn't do this. And the Ber Ha'or Chodesh explaining this Vilna Gaon says, "Shekavonos he rakish nevi atzmuli debechia." That's only if you try to bring yourself to crying, like the Chazonim that do all sorts of manipulations with their voice to make it sound like they're crying in Rosh Hashanah, Yikasevin, etc. Says that's wrong. But if a person naturally is crying because he really feels it's dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understands the seriousness of the day, that is perfectly allowed, even according to the Vilna Gaon. Then he brings down in Dirshu Foot number 6. Afilu in lo meidu mespal, even if a person is going and learning and davening all day long, the Ramah says it's still also to fast after chatzos. One shouldn't really do so. Shekivin sha'ochel achashe shows hareza kizorik event l'chemas, because the person who doesn't eat in the first 6 hours of the day, it's like a waste of time to eat afterwards. So therefore, it's like you're fasting the whole day because it's a waste of time that you're eating, and therefore you shouldn't do this. On the other hand, he brings down from the El Yerabba, there's room to be makel if a person's learning and davening to go even after chatzos. So, if one wants to not take advantage of this El Yerabba and doesn't want to go and fast beyond Chatzos, what should he do? So, davening in shul takes a long time. So, he says that's wrong if you're just singing and singing and singing for the sake of singing. He says, if you're saying piyutim and tfilos, that's okay. But nigunim, just to sing long tunes, you know, ayayays, that is not right, if that's going to make you go past chatzos. And he says, so another alternative is to eat something before musaf. So that's been discussed as well. Can you go and eat before the tkios or not? Or let's say it's after the tkios, so then go and eat as soon as you can before chatzos. So he says, in this situation, where some people are going to go after chatzos, the shul often davens after chatzos. Chatzos is in this area of New York where I live. It's usually around somewhere around 1:20 or so. That's Tzman for Tfilas Mincha. That's already after chatzos. So chatzos is like 12:45, 1 o'clock. Most shuls in normal years are still davening at that point in time. Many shuls still are. If they start even at 8 o'clock, they're still going to be davening at that point in time. So what should you do? So he brings down, Dai b'shtias mashka. Drink something before the davening. There's a question whether drinking is good enough. Prima Gordon, the topic is drinking enough, or do you have to have pas, kishir, beitza? The Ketzotzer Shulchan says, no, drinking is enough, but he says water isn't enough, you should drink something else. On the other hand, the Elef HaMargain, as well as the Orach HaShulchan, bring down that a sip of water in the morning before davening, would it be acceptable that you no longer consider fasting? That's what I personally do myself, because invariably, you're going to go past Chatzos under most years, and therefore, if you take a small sip of water, if you're normally machmir not to eat or drink anything before the davening, there's certainly room to be mako with a little bit of water, and this way, you can be mekayim all of the shitos, at least according to the Elef HaMargain and the Orach HaShulchan, that you're not fasting by having a sip of water. The Mati Ephraim does bring down that there is room to be mekel, even if you don't have anything before him. Shekivin Shavu Rosh Hashanah Omdim Onu Levaki Shalom Hashenu. Since why are we going past Chatzos? Because we're davening for our lives, therefore it is permissible, even if you didn't eat anything or drink anything before Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah. Since you're davening for your life, that's acceptable as well. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Mekol Mishir Kabbalah B'Yodim. There are those places that have an accepted custom. Shekol Mishir Rogil Isanas for Rosh Hashanah. If somebody did have a custom to fast on Rosh Hashanah, and then he changes it to Mashal or Rigil also, and he changes from his established custom, that's not a good thing. Ve'eno Misana, and he doesn't fast, Ve'eno Mashlum Shnoso, Rachmona Vatsan, he won't finish out his year. So it's a terrible thing to do, the Mechaber tells us. Mishabur explains in Sif Katan Gimel, Hamasana Rosh Hashanah, if somebody fasts on Rosh Hashanah, Roy Shiyom or Kolayom, he should go and learn all day, O Yasok Betrinos, or say supplications all day, Bakoshes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kdei Shiyelo Kulo Lashem, because you have to have either Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, or Kulo Lashem. And this way, if you're going to fast, so then it's not going to be Chatzi Lachem, so there has to be Kulo Lashem, so don't waste it by reading the newspaper. If you're fasting, go and learn and say supplications, etc. Do proper things so it's Kulo Lashem all day long. Mishabur continues, he says, Kosov Acharonim, he brings down from the Acharonim, you can see in the Sharatzion Ostal, it's El Yeraba, the Derech HaChayim, the Mati Ephraim, as opposed to the opinion of Morgan Avraham. In any event, it says, Kosov Dis Acharonim, the Av Shemavul El in Simon Tov Kuv Chav Zayin Siv Chav. It says over there, Damis Ane, also Levashal Acharim. If somebody's fasting, since he can't eat for himself, therefore he can't cook for himself, and therefore he can't cook for other people. Albeit, in Dir Shufut number 10, there are a lot of Acharonim that disagree with this, as we just pointed out. In any event, Mikol Mokom, if a woman is a housekeeper for somebody else, Mikol Mokom Isho Hamishoreses Bibayis Balabayis, if a woman is working as a cook, for example, in somebody else's house, she has an obligation, she's being paid to be his cook. Or likewise, if it's a wife that is cooking for the family, if a wife is going to cook for her husband or for the children, there's nobody else that can do this, so then Muteris Lavasho Bishvilo. Then you would be allowed to go and do this, even though she herself is fasting. And again, the issue for number 10, he points out that many disagree with this idea that you can't go and cook for somebody else even if you're fasting, so therefore that's why we're making over here. Now, Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishabur says that if somebody has a minhag to go and fast on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't, that's oiv avoy, could be a terrible thing for him. What does it mean that he's rogil? So hainu shalosh pam, this is doing it at least three times. That defines it as being rogil, a regular thing that he does. Sivkot, hey, if he rachmona l'tzlan changes it, u'mashaneh rigilah, so hainu linyan yom, that's if he had a custom to go and fast during the daytime, but nobody has a custom to fast at night. Then you're not allowed to fast. Everybody says, like on a regular yontif. Then the Ramah says, he brings up for the Kobo and the Menhagim that if somebody is not afraid about this, so then they don't have to go fast their entire lives every Rosh Hashanah. But he says, but you have to do Atar Sadarim, Kamo Shah Nedah, like with any other Nedah, that if you do a good deed and then you change it, so you have to do Atar Sadarim, brings it down from the Kolbo. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav tells us, Ein Yerudeya, Simin Reish Yudal, Dimash Misham, the Minuk Shal Mitzvah, a person has a minuk to do a mitzvah, Shinasa Kenedahu, Rakish Ugaba. It only becomes a nedah if you do it on a regular basis, or Filu Pamachos, if you do it once, the Chosha Bishas Maisa, Shino Kain Liolim, and you intended to do this forever, then it becomes like a nedah. Avo Balav Hochi, just by doing something one time without thinking about it, Ein Asa Kenedah, Ayide Shasoa Pamachas. It doesn't become a nedah just by doing it one time. With this, we conclude Simin Tovkuf Tzadi Zayin and today's Shir.